A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL News Radio and KSLSports.com. Mitch Harper here. It's Cougar Tracks Podcast. And joining me now is a future star at BYU, just recently committed to the Cougars. And we're going to discuss that commitment and also his story and path to BYU. He's New Mexico junior college star, Gideon George. Gideon, welcome on into the program.
Thank you. I appreciate you, my man.
Excited to have you on board here, Gideon. And you got the official visit to BYU this past week, and we'll get to all of that and your commitment to the Cougars. Mm-hmm. But first, I want to kind of go step by step and kind of get to know you as kind of like an introduction here to BYU fans. First off, you know, from what I've been told, you hail from Nigeria. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm from Nigeria.
And when did you move to the United States?
I moved to the United States in 2018.
And how did you, you know, get in touch with New Mexico Junior College and things like that?
It's like a camp held back home. So there's this guy called Juco Advocate, Brandon Gobley. So he came down to Nigeria. So he hosts a basketball camp in the east of Nigeria. So I got to take like 10 hours bus drive to go to the camp for me to go play in the camp. So after I took the 10 hours bus drive, so I got there. So I participated in the camp. I was like the MVP in the camp. So he was like, yeah, you are really good. I got to like connect you to like New Mexico JC, the head coach of New Mexico JC, Luke Adams. That's how it all started.
And when did you start playing basketball, Gideon? Was it as a youngster when you were living in Nigeria, or was it just recently?
I would say like recently, though. It's not that long. It's like 5 years I've been playing basketball.
And what's made you fall in love with the game of basketball?
I would say my brother. Because back home, it's soccer. We used to play soccer back home, though. So he's my brother, though. He started taking me to basketball court. Then I fell in love with basketball.
Talking with Gideon George here, a new BYU basketball commit here on KSL News Radio and KSLSports.com. You mentioned your brother, and I'm curious to get to know a little bit more maybe about your family. How many, you know, siblings do you have, and what does it mean for your family that you're going to be playing D1 basketball at BYU?
I got two brothers, an older brother and a younger brother. Then I got two sisters back home. It's really, my family, they didn't like really know what's going on, though. Like, I got to call my mom because I haven't talked to my mom. I got to call my mom and sit her down and explain all the process to her because she don't really understand. They don't really understand how it works over here because it's like way different back home.
Do you keep in contact with them often?
Yeah, I do.
And what was that process like when you decided to move to the United States? Were they nervous about that, about you leaving home?
Nah, they're not really nervous. They're like happy, though.
Yeah. But I'm curious, Gideon, so you took the official visit to BYU this past weekend and saw that game against Gonzaga. I know that Chris Burgess and BYU have been on your radar for some time. Take us back to when BYU first made that contact with you and what you've liked about BYU through the process.
I would say it's during the summer, though. Like, Coach Pope, he called me and Coach Borges, they called me. So Coach Pope came out here to see me like 3 times, so that's big time. I really do appreciate that, though. He came, even when I was not playing, when I was out, he came out to see me. I was like, nah, he showed me a lot of respect.
And what did you think about, you know, that those communications? How often were they talking to you throughout this process?
Like, very often. Like, I always get a FaceTime call for Coach Pope. I always say, like, yo, Coach, you don't need to be calling me that often, though. I don't like people bugging me with calls. So it's kind of funny. He'd be like, all right, my man, I know you don't like people calling you, but I'm just calling to check up on you and stuff. Like, I was like, Coach, I appreciate that, but it's kind of funny, though.
Yeah, that is, because, I mean, I'll tell you, Mark Pope, he, and I'm sure you've experienced this firsthand, he truly is a relentless. He'll probably text and call you at all hours of the night.
Yeah.
We'll talk, and I'm curious, you know, what'd you think of the game on Saturday? I mean, man, what an atmosphere that was.
That's big time. That's big time. Like, I was like, whoa, it's sold out. I was like, no, I love it. I was like, yeah, I'm coming, yeah.
And what was that ultimately what put it over the top for you to sign with BYU? Not, was that game?
Not really, though, because I feel like how the players, they communicate, they're like family over there, though. Like, they respect each other, they fight for each other. And I saw that not only Coach Pope telling me that, but I witnessed that myself. I was like, yeah, I need to go somewhere that they will take me like family, that they will love me, not only the basketball aspect, but as a human being in person.
Yeah, that BYU family, it definitely seems like a strong one. And I'm curious, Gideon, I mean, what other schools were recruiting you in this process?
I got a lot of school. I'm not good at keeping track, but I'm not going to lie, because I'm not a big-time social media guy, so I don't care about how to play.
Yeah.
But I have, like, a couple of schools that were hitting me up, though.
And I'm curious, I've been told that you have... What's your wingspan? I mean, is it like 7'1"? Is that right? I mean, what?
Yeah,
7'1".
That's right. Yeah.
And you stand in at what? 6'6", 6'7"? What's your height?
6'6".
Cool. And so, where do you feel like? How would you describe your game to BYU fans? Like, for fans that haven't watched your highlights on YouTube or Huddle, how do you describe your game?
I think I would be that energy guy too on the team. The guy that will dive on the floor, the guy that will take charges, the guy that will play defense, because I can guard 1-4. So on the offensive part, and I'll just be a killer mode all the time.
And I'm curious, Gideon, what was the experience like when you finally told Coach Pope and Coach Burgess that you were committing to BYU? What was that experience like, and when did that take place?
Man. Like, he was going crazy on the phone. Like, he was super excited. He was just shouting in his office. I was like, yeah, no, Coach. I'm super excited to be here too. So it's kind of fun, though. Like, it's kind of fun for me.
And one of the things that I know about BYU athletes from covering BYU over the years is that they both try to have success on the court, but also do great things off the court and give to people. And I know you have a great story about trying to help take or send shoes back home to Africa. Tell us a little bit about that story and what made you do that and you know, give back to your homeland.
Oh, you know, there's like this organization, Time Out for Africa. So why back home, right? Like, to get a pair of shoes is like super tough. Like, I don't know. Have like pair of shoes. So it's this organization that was helping us. It's non-governmental organization. So he helped us with a lot of shoes and basketball kicks. So like coming to America, so I saw my teammate, like I went to his room, right? So I saw him like putting a shoe in the trash. I was like, whoa, you don't even do that back home, because we barely get a pair of shoes back home. I was like, all right. Bro, I want the shoes, but I don't know if you can. He said, yeah, I can take it. So at the end of the season last year, so my teammate gathered like a bunch of shoes for me. So I sent it to DC, to Time Out for Africa. So he sent it back home to Chiefs, back in Africa, for them to be using. start explaining it, it would take like 3 hours or 4 hours, like explaining that.
No, that's amazing, and it sounds like an incredible cause. And like I was saying, I love the quote from your head coach, Luke Adams. He says, when it comes to character, Gideon is elite. His heart and compassion for others is one of a kind. Gideon is always trying to put others first before himself. Every day he serves everyone around him and doesn't expect anything in return. He is the ultimate teammate. We are so proud of him. Sounds like you're leaving a definite impression on everyone in your community.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's great, Gideon. And the thing is that looking forward to covering your career at BYU. When do you plan on signing? Is it going to be in April during the regular signing period coming up?
I don't think so. I think any moment from now, because I'm good. I don't need to wait for anything anymore. So I'm down.
So when
I'm going to give Coach Pope a call tonight and see about that.
When do you? I'm sure you're going to have to work out all the details. But how many years do you have remaining on your eligibility when you get to BYU?
3 years. Just 3 years.
3 years to play two?
No, two.
Okay, gotcha. 2 years, cool. Well, great, Gideon. I mean, looking forward to, again, covering your career. And anything that you want to say to Cougar fans out there that are listening?
Yeah. Let's go, Cougars Nation. Let's go. Your boy's coming to town. Let's go.
All right, Gideon George here on KSL News Radio and KSLSports.com. Thanks, Gideon.
I appreciate you big time.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.